Chapter 14. And it came to pass, when he entered the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees on the Sabbath to take food, that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had the dropsy. And Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath? But they remained silent. And he took and healed him and let him go. Then addressing them, he said, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fall into a pit and will not immediately draw him up on the Sabbath? And they could give him no answer to these things. But he also spoke a parable to those invited, observing how they were choosing the first places at table. And he said to them, When thou art invited to a wedding feast, do not recline in the first place, lest perhaps one more distinguished than thou have been invited by him. And he who invited thee and him come and say to thee, Make room for this man. Then thou begin with shame to take the last place. But when thou art invited, go and recline in the last place, that when he who invited thee comes in, he may say to thee, Friend, go up higher. Then thou wilt be honored in the presence of all who are at table with thee. For every one who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. But he also said to him who had invited him, When thou givest a dinner or a supper, do not invite thy friends, or thy brethren, or thy relatives, or thy rich neighbors, lest perhaps they also invite thee in return, and a recompense be made to thee. But when thou givest a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and blessed shalt thou be, because they have nothing to repay thee with. For thou shalt be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Now when one of those who were at table with him had heard this, he said to him, Blessed is he who shall feast in the kingdom of God. But he said to him, A certain man gave a great supper, and he invited many. And he sent his servant at supper time to tell those invited to come, for everything is now ready. And they all with one accord began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, I have bought a farm, and I must go out and see it. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am on my way to try them. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And the servant returned and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house was angry and said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame. And the servant said, Sir, thy order has been carried out and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and make them come in so that my house may be filled. For I tell you that none of those who were invited shall taste of my supper. Now great crowds were going along with him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, and wife and children, and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And he who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, wishing to build a tower, does not sit down first and calculate the outlays that are necessary, whether he has the means to complete it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who behold begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish? Or what king, setting out to engage in battle with another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to meet him who with 20,000 is coming against him? Or else, whilst the other is yet at a distance, he sends a delegation and asks the terms of peace. So therefore, every one of you who does not renounce all that he possesses cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if even the salt loses its strength, what shall it be seasoned with? It is fit neither for the land nor for the manure heap, but must be thrown out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.